Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now I'm here in Toronto for the EY Entrepreneur of the Year annual CEO retreat. As part of the retreat, I'm also catching up with some of this year's finalists and chatting through some of the opportunities and challenges facing these bright entrepreneurs. A number of this year's finalists are in the medical and personalised care space. I'm joined here in Toronto by Brian Shields, he's of Neurant Medical. Dr. Harriet Tracy of Beyond BMI also joins us, as does Danny Buckley of ADHD Now. Harriet, we might start with you. Tell us about your business.
Thanks for having us on, Bobby. So my name is Dr. Harriet Tracy, founder of Beyond BMI. And Bobby, what Beyond BMI is essentially an online weight management clinic. But we do things a little bit differently. So instead of just giving people a script and kind of a one-off piece of care, we actually wrap it around with full support. So what that looks like is people come to us, they're looking to manage their weight, they've been told to eat less and move more. And what we do is we give them access to the best therapeutic options, things like GLP-1 medications, you've heard about them, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, but we do it wrapped around with multidisciplinary care, doctors, dietitians, coaches, nurses, a full wraparound team of care.
So it's a personalised program to lose weight that is focused on the individual's needs.
Absolutely, and I use the word weight loss because it's the word that we're all familiar with. Really what it actually is obesity management.
Right.
And what makes that different, Bobby, is the fact that obesity management is a medical term. Weight loss can get itself locked up in kind of wellness areas and optimization spaces, but this really is a disease. We're talking about something that is affecting 1 in 3 people in this population, costing the same as building the Children's Hospital every single year, and not only that, it is causing significant kind of illness to people, which, you know, it needs to be treated in a long-term way.
Great. Thank you for that introduction, Harriet. Stay with us. I want to introduce Danny Buckley. He's of ADHD Now. Danny, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks a million for having me on.
Lovely to have you. And tell us your story, if you would.
Yeah, so my name is Danny Buckley. My company is ADHD Now, so I have ADHD myself. And I suppose I found the bottlenecks of getting access into ADHD services in Ireland. It was really exhausting, you know, a large public waiting list. And at the time, there was nobody doing it online. So I felt after getting access to clinicians, you know, during COVID, myself, for my own medical condition, that I'd be able to start ADHD Now to allow people access into the service. Why the name ADHD Now? Instead of waiting months or years, you can access a clinician within 7 days. So we carry out ADHD assessments, but similar to Harriet, aftercare as well. So therapy, psychiatry services, coaching, like really for myself, by getting a diagnosis was an opportunity to understand how my brain works. And then, so the aftercare is really important. And it's gone very well. You know, people are looking for access. You know, they're tired of being on waiting lists and they see the importance of early intervention. I wasn't diagnosed until I was 32, and I can say that I had a lot of pain up until then, a lot of struggles, emotional dysregulation.
Yeah.
Which affected me in my life. And when I did get that medical intervention, and then I was able to structure my life, build a bit of discipline, a bit of awareness, it really helped me. So then I said, let's try and help and create an option for people to come through our service privately, with the vision of eventually strengthening the public system.
Great job, well done. Okay, that's wonderful to hear, Danny. Stay with us, because our third guest is Brian Shields. Now tell us all about your business, if you would.
So our business is Neurant Medical. It's a medical device business based in Oranmore in County Galway. The device we've designed and manufacture is to treat a disease called rhinitis, which is a chronic inflammation of the nasal tissues. So the symptoms you'd feel with this disease are chronic congestion, so you can't breathe through your nose, or chronic runny nose out the front, post-nasal drip, chronic cough. Normally a huge disruption in your sleep, so a lot of tiredness. It exists probably 1 in 4 is the best data we have. So very, very, very big need. We first saw it in an innovation program we were on in Galway called BioInnovate Ireland, which is where we shadowed ENT surgeons for months to see what the big unmet need was in their world.
Right.
And then try and solve for that. So this is what we saw pretty soon out of the blocks. This was very obvious.
Interesting, very interesting. And as somebody who's had an ENT man myself, Dr. Con Timon, many years ago, it's a fascinating area. Is this a device or is it a... maybe explain the actual device, if it is a device.
It is a device indeed, right. Yeah. So it's a device that enables a procedure by an ENT surgeon. So the device itself is a radio frequency energy device.
Okay.
So this is put into the nose by an ENT surgeon under local anaesthetic usually, so the patient's awake. They put the device right at the very back of the nose, at the base of the skull, and they knock out a nerve at the back of the nose that's responsible for this inflammation, right? It's a hyperactive nerve. So we knock out that with a little bit of energy. Patient's able to walk away 20 minutes later, half an hour later, get up from the chair, walk out, return to daily activities, and they should see good effects within days and last for years.
How did you happen upon this, or what brought you to this?
I was a managing consultant prior to getting into this, but joined this Innovation Fellowship program, which is where it all started. And as is typical in Ireland, I knew somebody there. It was a friend of mine that had done the program before me.
Right.
And he was fascinated by it, told a fascinating story. And I thought, let's jump into this with both feet.
Great. Harriet, back to you if we can. Are people keen to take their health more into their own hands now?
Yeah, I think people are a lot more educated than they were many moons ago. I think the age of the doctor on a pedestal is well and truly over, and rightly so. I think people are coming to the doctor now much more informed. There's great access to information, but with great access to information comes a lot of confusion.
Yeah,
and
there's noise. And there's a downside of too much information.
Absolutely, and that's where I think you've hit the nail on the head. You know, trust becomes then the differentiating factor.
Sure.
So can you find access to trusted healthcare professionals, trusted services who are going to help you make sense of that information and I suppose separate the signal from the noise?
Danny, in terms of the legislation, it sounded from your own personal experience that you had to go through walls of bureaucracy to get even your basic needs addressed.
Yeah, it is at the moment, Bobby. It's the access barrier is there. And I feel since COVID, there's been a huge demand on mental health services, neurodiverse services, ADHD, autism assessments. And I believe even though there's been attempts to increase funding, it's still very underfunded. Processes and systems need to be built. It needs to be digitalized. And like every child deserves the right to have a pathway forward and not be on a waiting list for years. So that's my vision, really, to create change.
And what have you seen on your journey so far in terms of that either getting better or worse?
Yeah, it's definitely getting better, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we're definitely moving in the right direction. I think, you know, especially government have acknowledged that it is an area. There's a mental health act, a new mental health act, which is supportive of that. So I really believe we're going in the right direction, but it needs further resources, needs more funding, it needs digitalization. We're at an age of, you see what's going on over here, what we see, how Canada are out in front. We're looking at the next 1,000 days. We need to do that in Ireland as well. In healthcare, you know.
Yeah. And just taking on from what Harriet said there around too much information, people googling things, people getting maybe misinformed, is that a problem in your area?
Yeah, well, it's medical intervention is the first part of any neurodiversity or mental health challenge. You need medical intervention, and that's the barrier. That's the barrier that that's the barrier that's up. So we need to create pathways, quicker pathways for that medical intervention to inform people and then give them programs for living, like in Harriet's business or my business, you know.
Brian, tell us again about the condition.
Rhinitis.
Rhinitis.
You walk into a GP or an ENT, they'll know very much about rhinitis. I think it's probably the nomenclature we mightn't have. So everyone knows blocked nose and runny nose, right? And people might more commonly associate it with allergy. The allergic component is one area of rhinitis.
Okay.
So this has been well documented for many, many, many years. What's new here is the nerve that drives this in the back of the nose that we have latched onto. That's new, fairly new in the medical world. It's come from a a deeper set nerve that they actually were operating on since the late 60s with dramatic side effects. So it has been a growing knowledge in the space, but surprisingly to us, the anatomy very poorly understood.
How long did it take you from start to finish to get to where you are now?
So we were on the program, the BioInnovate program, where the genesis of all of this back in 2014.
14, wow.
Right, so now we have our third generation product launch last summer. So we have gone through that FDA regulation in the States three times now.
Right.
But in the meantime, we have taken big steps in the business, like establishing our own manufacturing plant, so our own clean room for manufacturing in Oranmore in Galway. That was an important step for us as we look to scale properly in the US.
And the West of Ireland is known, is it not, for expertise around medical devices. Has that been helpful?
We have the cleverest people in the room at all times.
Yeah,
it has been. I don't think we could have done it anywhere else.
Yeah. And isn't it also interesting then, if you talk about any product, you make improvements as you get feedback, as you trial, and then you're probably never there.
You're always listening, that's for sure. And we knew that we were always going to get feedback from this. So we've treated 15,000 patients to date. So it's a lot of feedback. Salespeople, engineers are always in the field, always seeking feedback on what we could do better.
Great. Now, before we let you go, can you tell us about the CEO retreat? We're here in Toronto. We've had a wonderful week. How has the experience been for you?
I think mind-blowing is probably understating what it has been. Not just the speakers that we've been exposed to, but the people in the room are just phenomenal business people in Ireland. And what was probably most moving for me was that they're all very interested in our story as newbies into this world. They all want to hear our story, both our personal story, our business story, and see where they can help.
Yeah,
so it's been very, very humbling.
Let me ask the same question to Danny. Your experience this week, Danny?
Oh, it's been amazing, Bobby. It's like I described it yesterday as like Disneyland for business people, you know. It's been amazing and just highlighted, I suppose, the backbone of the Irish economy, some exceptional people in there.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful to be within that company. Like, you know, I would have never thought I'd be anywhere near here a few years ago until I actually got access to that medical care myself. And I know I'm able to help others, so it's a great purposeful mission for me. So.
And you've enjoyed it, I take it.
Oh, I've enjoyed it immensely,
And
just thanks to EY as well, and you know everybody that's put in the effort. It's been amazing.
Harriet?
I think Brian and Danny said it really well. It's beyond what we could have expected it to be. I think for me, it's the energy, the energy in the room, and it speaks to what it takes to be an entrepreneur. You know, these people have energy levels like I've never seen it before. It's no wonder why there's serial entrepreneurs here, people who've done multiple businesses, and I think that's hugely inspirational for people like us. And also they say good design is invisible. The retreat is so well organized. I mean, EY have absolutely knocked it out of the park. It's incredible.
And energy is infectious, to use a medical term.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad you're all enthused and bouncing from one gig to the next. So I just want to thank my guests again, Brian Shields from Neurant Medical, Dr. Harriet Tracy from Beyond BMI, and Danny Buckley of ADHD Now. Thank you all very much.
Down to Business
with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.